Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
Are you ready to go back to the campground, Larry?
Not really. No, not after that, I'm not, but I guess that's what you want to talk about, so okay.
So, Larry got a used RV. It's an 80s, Larry.
It's a 1982, and it's a cream puff.
Anywho. We went to a campground about an hour away, Larry found out about, that it's supposed to have some amenities.
Supposed to, yeah.
And so we went. So why don't you tell them what happened?
Well, first of all, in my defense, I think that when you have a campground, you should be a little more specific about what type of campground, okay? Mm-hmm. There was nothing saying, oh, no mobile homes, no RVs, whatever. Mm-hmm. No, just campground. That's what it said.
That's what it said, Larry.
Yeah, campground, maybe if you're taking your SUV with a tent or a quad or something like that. So I didn't know that.
Rough going.
Okay, yeah.
Rough roads.
So I wasn't going to know that till I got, you know, a little deep there into the woods, you know? So... obviously, I found out a little too late that the RV is a little too big for the situation. So,
it was.
There we are, stuck between some trees. I can't navigate. I can't navigate in between these things. I'm stuck, okay?
Yeah.
So I got a little PO'd, you know? I got a little verklempt. What could I say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Trying to keep it moving. There I am, stuck between the trees. So what? Some scrapes, some dents, you know, shit happens.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to say.
Things fell. Snicker peeing on the floor.
Stuff so flying scared. Out of the kitchen cabinets. Yeah,
terrified.
Rocking, stuck.
Terrified.
Tried to back up. Mud, who would think? Mud. Hadn't rained in a while. There we were. Mm-hmm. Stuck.
Yeah. So somebody from the campground came with the winch on a truck and had pulled us out and got us out. And we wound up staying there for the night.
Oh, yeah. Happy campers.
Well, not really. Okay, not really. So it was a lot to take me to go camping because I'm not a camping gal. You know what I'm saying? I prefer more of a hotel situation. But anywho, Larry had set up the barbecue grill, and God bless him, he tried to make everything so nice for us. And so he was out there with Snickers and Kit Kat, and I had left the door open because I'm going in and out. What was the point of closing the door, Larry?
Notice the part left the door open.
Anywho, I went in and I saw something furry, flying, and what looked like one of my wigs, and out the door it went. And it ran out, and I'm screaming, Larry, my wig, Larry. And I swear it was a bear that took my wig.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. No bears going in an RV, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe a raccoon, maybe a squirrel, maybe a mouse. Not a bear.
It was not a mouse.
There's no bear wearing a wig in the woods.
It took my wig. Anyway, Larry chased the thing. I don't know even how you found it. He didn't go near it, thank goodness, but he got a picture of it. And it was there with the wig in its mouth.
Yeah. And then I think he was taking a nap with it or something. But
oh my God.
At any rate.
That was one of my good wigs, Larry.
Rocky the Raccoon is the proud owner of your wig because he looked pretty comfortable, snuggled up in it. I wasn't going to rip it off of him. Your minus one wig.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah. Okay. So anywho, there's some other things that happened, and we wanted to share it with you in another podcast. So you'll have to stay tuned for that. But yeah, that was our camping adventure. And, you know, I was glad to be gone the next day. And thank God that guy helped us out to get out, Larry.
Yeah, that was pretty good. All's well that ends well, they say.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life, and we'll continue this saga in the next one. Bye.
Bye-bye.